from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The 2021 60-day state legislative session came to an end on Saturday, and House Bill 12, the marijuana bill, didn't get a hearing on the Senate floor. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham had made it one of her priorities, and she won't wait until next year to try again. Instead, it is anticipated that she will call a special session to get the bill through, which did not sit well with state lawmakers, including Senator David Gallegos of Lee and Eddy counties.
Well, I think she's going to get more than she bargained for. There's already people that are furious that she didn't allow the process to work. If my bill goes through the process and doesn't get voted on, then I have to wait next year. But she thinks that since her stuff is more important than anyone else in New Mexico, she's going to call a special session.
State Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County and the minority floor leader says it's Grisham's way or the highway.
She doesn't want to wait, and she said she didn't like people to tell her no, and she wasn't going to wait a year. Those are not my words. Those are her words.
The special state legislative session could begin on March 31st. The city of Roswell continues its investigation into alleged misconduct by 8 Roswell firefighters. Mayor Dennis Kentai gives us an update.
It's being handled by internal affairs folks. Everyone gets treated fairly, and we will see what the investigation reveals.
So when we have an answer on that, do you know?
I'm hopeful within the next 30 days.
48-year-old Gary Allen Puckett of Hobbs was arrested on Thursday and charged with aggravated assault on a peace officer. According to reports, Hobbs police were called out to a complaint in the 1400 block of East Park. Supposedly, Puckett was trying to shoot a dog that bit him. When an officer arrived, he asked Puckett to put down the gun, but he failed to comply. Puckett then allegedly pointed the gun at the officer. The officer tackled Puckett onto the ground and restrained him until backup arrived. The officer was not injured. 19-year-old Michael Flores of Hobbs was arrested and charged with aggravated battery after allegedly running down 2 men in the parking lot of a hotel in the 5000 block of the Lovington Highway last Tuesday. He then fled the scene. Reports indicate that both men were injured and were taken to the hospital. Flores later turned himself in to Hobbs police. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.